Okay, again, happy first anniversary week.
Yeah, happy first anniversary week to you.
I think first
listeners.
Anniversary is paper, right? Isn't that
I think
the thing?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like a one of those Moleskines. You ever get those? The notebooks? Sometimes I wake up at night and want to make sketches.
I have for you some show notes from an earlier show that we recorded.
That'd maybe. Be great. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing right now.
I appreciate it.
Sheet music. Would you like some sheet music?
Yes,
that's
I would.
Paper. All right, so it is first anniversary week.
Yeah.
On Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
Patrick Foster
all
here.
Week we are replaying some classic episodes.
Yeah.
Rock in the Suburbs classic. And today we're going to replay one with our friend Tug Baker.
Oh, this will be great.
Yes.
He's a good man.
So if you missed this, this one came out March 1st of 2017.
Yep.
And we dialed up Tug. He lives in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to him about a couple of things, but the main topic on this particular episode was his musical past, in which he played in a Replacements cover band.
He really did. Yeah. What were they called again?
Were they called the Placemats?
I think that's right. Yeah.
They weren't called the Doses of Thunder.
Well, they were called the Placemats.
Or anything like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I Will Dare, the original Replacements cover band.
So, Tug's going to talk about that, and it was a really fun and funny conversation.
Yeah, really
and again,
good. He's a good man.
I like that we're showcasing episodes like this, because one of the things we love to do on the show is get our friends involved.
Yeah,
and talk
exactly.
to them and embarrass them.
What it's about.
Right?
That's right. We can humiliate you.
Pretty much, that's it.
While we're recording.
And so, Tug, this is the chance for this to happen to you
yes.
twice. All right. Before we get into this classic episode, let's again mention that we would love to get more voicemail calls from listeners about their favorite songs
That's
and albums
we need.
Of 2017. Favorite songs and albums of 2017. You call, you leave a message, you get up to 3 minutes, and you just do that. And then we put your voice on a future show.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to fill up the whole month of January with just
That's
people
right.
talking about great music. And if you do that, you also get something special, right, Patrick?
You do, Jim. You get an old NPR coffee mug that we contributed. No, you don't actually. You do get an incentive, though, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like an incentive.
Beyond just pride.
And we want no money from you. All we want is you to talk. Right?
That's right. Just talk.
Yeah.
And then you get
so
something.
You'll get a mixtape. Side Patrick, side Jim. We're each going to put some of our favorite songs from 2017, 45
right.
minutes worth.
Yep.
It'll be on a TDK SA60 or...
It will?
No.
We don't
It'll
know.
It'll be whatever that's for sale on Amazon right this week.
They do still sell blank tapes,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I think they're Maxell, though.
They're probably Maxell, which is cool for me. You know, I used a lot of Maxell.
Yeah.
So we'll give you one of those, folks.
That's very exciting. You are like, not going to want to miss this.
All you have to do is call and talk.
So do that. Call the number 612-440-1984. Do that. And as you're thinking about it, what you want to include on there, listen to this classic Rock in the Suburbs episode. Today on Rock in the Suburbs, Patrick, this is so exciting. Today, we get to talk to the lead singer of The Placemats.
Oh, you mean Tug Baker.
Wait, what? Patrick, I see you have your computer open over there.
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have my Macintosh working.
Can you dial up a friend of ours?
Yeah,
on
who should I call?
There's this guy I know. He's kind of cool. He's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in South Carolina.
Okay.
And he goes by the name Tug, which
oh,
is
Tug.
Awesome, right?
And yeah, let's call him.
So let's get him on the phone.
All right.
All right, on the Skype machine. Ready? So, hey, Tug, you there?
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
We're doing all right. So, by way of introductions, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Tug Baker, you're on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Woohoo! What do I win if I...
You were the third
caller.
This
is a game show, right? That's
exactly
is.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You get two tickets to REO Speedwagon.
Awesome. I'm still there.
At the downtown arena.
Yeah. At the Motor Speedway. So, Tug Baker, you're a friend of ours. We wanted to have you on the show because it's been too long since we've talked.
Yeah, been a long time.
Yeah, been a while.
big music guy. And do you want to disclose where you live in South Carolina?
Yeah, yeah. I live in Columbia, South Carolina, the capital.
Now, are you actually in Columbia proper?
Yeah, yeah. We live pretty close to downtown. It's nice.
No, we can't have him on the show. He's disqualified.
Not suburban.
It's you know, if there is a plastic slide in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's a little bit of suburbs going on.
Pretty good.
All right. We'll let it slide. Let it slide this time. Okay.
Do you have to roll your recycling to the curb?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
I have three dogs. I think that pretty
much. Oh, you're clear.
I don't think.
Oh, you're clear. Yeah, that's clearance.
Three dogs. Yeah. Wow. And how many offspring?
Just the one. The one right now. But he is he's starting to fill up the space that we made for him quite a bit. The records keep getting shifted to other places in the house and out of the way. Yeah.
Moving up higher every year.
Yeah, moving up higher. Yep. He still hasn't quite figured them out, thank goodness.
Yeah. All right. So, Patrick, we want to have Tug on for two reasons. One is we like Tug and we want to introduce him to our listeners.
He's
right?
amazing.
To the listeners of the new show.
That's right. A recurring character.
Second of all is he used to be in a band, but not just any band.
All right, wait. I don't know this, I don't think.
Tug, explain the band.
So the band that I was in was a bit of a tribute band, and we were called The Placemats, and we were a Replacements tribute band, which I know you guys both enjoy.
That's amazing. I'd say that's more than a bit of a tribute band, too.
Well, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
But first, just like define this a little bit. When you say tribute band, you weren't doing like dressing up and acting the parts, right? You were just covering their songs, right?
We were covering their songs, but we did like to consider ourselves a method cover band. So
this is frightening.
Right. Yeah, it means that we tried our hardest to recreate some of the, you know, organically as much as we can, create some of the chaos that surrounded Replacement shows. I don't think we ever got anywhere near them, but we had a very good time.
That's incredible.
How big was the bar tab?
A lot of times we wouldn't take home any money because it would just be just that we got. There were a couple of really great places that would part of the one of the bars here in town, Art Bar. The payment was, I think, a case of PBR. Nice. And we were like, oh, okay, well, we'll need that and more, please. I think they let us bring a cooler on stage one time, which is something I always wanted to do.
You guys actually owe us $50.
Yeah, those nights happened, definitely.
Okay, so when was this that you were in this band?
So this started around 2008.
Oh, okay.
And we had probably maybe 2-3 years. We didn't play very often. It was me and then a bunch of my way more talented friends who were in other bands and you know, that weren't just a fun, you know, cover band. So they had their own things going on, but we tried to, you know, it's one of those things, a cover band can't really play every weekend out, you know, get a big crowd. But so we'd try and play every 6 months or so. We'd put it together and just try and have as much fun as possible.
Were you the bass player?
I was not the bass player. I do, play a little bass, I could not, and this is a thing to talk about, if you're ever planning on starting a Replacements tribute band, mm-hmm. I was the lead singer. I was Paul.
Wow.
But I'm not very good guitar player at all, and doggone it, those Replacements lyrics are way tougher than you'd think. Yeah, the whole thing where Paul makes up words a lot of times when he's playing live, kind of just goes off the cuff. I don't know that it's just something that he does automatically. I think it's because he sometimes can't remember and just needs to, because they're very, if you ever try and sit down and learn a Replacement song, they're very complicated. Like, they're very deceptively complicated.
Yeah.
There's things like where, well, this verse, you know, lasts for this this many stanzas, but then you do like a half chorus, and then you come back in for just like a half verse, and then you go back into the chorus, and then it's straight into a bridge.
Right.
There's things like that that happen that you get really lost pretty quick. It's kind of amazing the mess that they made for themselves that way.
Yeah, when Paul looks at you, then we change.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Now, so how did this even get started?
At a bar. At a bar.
Beautiful.
Over beers. Awesome bar here in town, The Wig. Me and my friends were just sitting around, and they have an awesome jukebox at this particular bar, and it had a copy of Tim in it. And I think Bastards of Young came on, and we just started talking about how much we love The Replacements. Just kind of happened. It was one of those things where they say nothing good happens after midnight. It was after midnight, and that's when the band got formed.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And how long from that moment until you guys got together for the first time to play?
I think we actually got on it pretty quick, within probably a couple weeks or so.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, like everybody was really fired up to do it. It was just kind of one of those things that, again, like we just all got really excited and asked around, and just everybody kind of was like, yeah, this sounds like it'd be fun. It was a big shout out to all my former placemats. They were all made me look good, at least, while we were together.
If we go on YouTube, are we going to find anything by the placemats out there?
At some point somebody did put a little YouTube video out there. It may still be kicking around. I haven't seen it in a while. And someone did a recording and gave it to me, and that was awful. Like,
our diligent listeners will track that down within a day. Doug.
It exists out there on the internet, and it's pretty rough.
All right, so we're gonna take a little break here. We're gonna talk more about this band because this is fascinating. Well, before we do that, tell us, when you guys would come out to do a show, what did you open with?
IOU every time, practically.
And why is that?
Because it's just the best opening song. Like, if you're best first track on an album ever, it's on Please to Meet Me. And yeah, it's just, there's nothing that gets you going quite like that opening riff.
Jim, I think something's wrong with me.
What is it this time?
I dreamt about Courtyard again last night.
You keep having this recurring dream. What is this all about?
You know, Courtyard, Jim, they're the band that kicks off the music for our show. That kicks off when it kicks off.
Yeah, and have they done anything else?
I don't know.
They have, actually. You can find Courtyard albums on iTunes or Bandcamp or Spotify.
Wow.
You can also find a website with all this information about Courtyard. They're a band out of Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way. And you can find them at courtyard42.com. In fact, they have a new album coming out they're working on right now. It's about Bigfoot. It's called Squatch, an Odyssey in Space and Time. I mean, you got to check that out.
That was my dream while I just ordered 2 Courtyard t-shirts.
That sounds both fascinating and horrifying at the same time.
Yes, it does.
We're back on Rockin' the Suburbs. And what are you drinking down there in South Carolina?
Right now, I'm drinking a North Carolina beer. It's a Burial. It's the brewery. They're one of my favorites.
Are you allowed to do that?
To drink North Carolina beer?
Yeah.
I actually did have to cross the border to this one.
That's right. Brother against brother.
That's right.
Definitely. I actually know the brewery. We spent 4 days in Raleigh this year, actually. Had a soccer tournament with my daughter, and I learned a lot about North Carolina beer. I don't know what you're drinking, but that brewery had a great reputation. Raleigh was a pretty cool town. Never been there before. Actually kind of like
it. I've been there, yeah. It's great.
NC State.
Oh, yeah. My sister lives in Durham, so I go up there good bit.
The Q Shack, man. That's one of my favorite barbecue places. Yeah.
Wow.
But speaking of
that was pretty dad.
We did take the placemats on the road one time.
Oh, nice.
Played the Earl in Atlanta, which was our big, that was a big thing for us. It was huge. You guys ever been to the Earl in Atlanta?
Have not been. It's a well-known sort of classic indie venue, though. I know that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I felt really, on that stage, seen Boris and, all these really cool bands that I love. So to be actually get on the stage there. And,
that's amazing. And play,
it was terrific. We opened for a Guided by Voices cover band. So it lets you know that was a pretty wild night. That one was especially, and of course, then there's the whole, staying in a hotel, we took our replacements antics back to the hotel, basically.
Okay, so Tug, one of the things you told me about the placemats was that kind of one of the stranger songs that you covered, one of maybe the more difficult ones to play live, was what?
That was Answering Machine. That's a tough one because it's, on the record, it is just Paul and the guitar. That's all it is. And so to incorporate that with a full band, kind of difficult. Then, and I gave it to our lead guitarist, was Mike Shamming, a terrific guitarist, one of the best in town. And I gave it to him to be like, hey, can you figure out what he's doing here? I kind of researched it online, and apparently the tuning on that recording of it is something that people have argued about for decades. It's very, really weird. So he kind of just had to come up with his own version of it. And then there was this really great YouTube video of the Replacements actually doing it live that I kind of showed everybody. I was like, all right, this is how we incorporate it. So it kind of starts with just the guitar and me/ Paul singing. Then, drums kick in, then kind of bass kicks in, and then it ends up in a full-on just freak out, just a cacophony. It's great.
That was easy to figure out. It's the modified Ace Frehley tuning, F minor. What was your favorite song to sing, Tug, on stage?
To actually sing?
Yeah, the one that was the most fun for you.
The most fun. I mean, that Answering Machine was up there. That was the most fun for the whole band, I think, because we just get to freak out at the end.
Yeah.
And then there's your big standards. Alex Chilton and Left of the Dial, those are the ones that the crowd got really into.
Yep.
But for me, my this is one that I fought for from day one, and I don't think we started doing it until about halfway through. But I love to sing Black Diamond, the Kiss cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were then a band covering a band covering a band.
America's greatest rock and roll band covering America's greatest rock and roll band.
That's
exactly. And I mean, it's one of those great, like, you know, I don't think the first time I heard Let It Be, the album, I don't think the first time I heard Black Diamond, I even had an inkling that it was a Kiss song. I don't think I didn't really start listening to Kiss until actually later than the Replacements. That just because that's how my musical education went.
Not me, and I fell farther in love with the Replacements the minute I heard that song. I mean, more deeper in love. They were so funny and so smart and so cool when they did that.
It's a great cover, God. Too. Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of covers, because one of the things the Replacements would do live often is just launch into a bunch of crazy cover songs.
Oh, yeah, the shit hits the fans.
Right, exactly. Did you guys do that too?
You know, I feel like we played around with it a few times, but I also feel like any time that started happening, I was not really in a place to remember very well specifically what it was. But there were definitely times where I'd hear somebody doing something on bass and we would kind of riff for a little bit. But I don't think we ever got to the satirical brilliance.
That, you didn't do like Iron Man and
Ace of Spades
and Hey Good Looking,
right?
And Another Girl, Another Planet, all this stuff, right? Okay,
we actually did do Another Girl, Another Planet.
Right.
We did do that one, and that was one that again kind of came in later, but I really fought for it. I was like, this is just so much fun, like the way they do this is great.
Did anyone ever get as drunk as the band Tug and actually mistake you for Paul Westerberg?
No, unfortunately not. We did have a friend of ours who swore up and down that Paul Westerberg lived in Colombia and that he saw him at a USC Gamecock football game in the men's room. And he was like, hey, Paul, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I live here now. But I don't think that's true.
It's me, Tug.
But he swore it. To this day, I'm sure he would swear it.
I'm gonna guarantee that's not true.
I don't see it happening. I've looked.
I think Westerberg barely leaves his house. I don't know. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So, Tug, here's the thing. We've had a lot of fun with this conversation. We would like you to stick around maybe for a couple more episodes. Would that be okay?
Why not?
Perfect.
Patrick at first shook his head like no.
No, I didn't.
And then
I was just like, I can't go to sleep until tomorrow.
Wait,
okay,
was that
good.
The no my son says where he says, you know, no, but he shakes his head yes.
That's right. That was one of those.
All right, so you got some more time?
Yeah, definitely.
We can do this? Okay. All right. And I want to say this not for Tug's benefit, because he already knows this information, but for the listeners who may be new to the program,
right.
You can listen to Rock in the Suburbs pretty much
every day.
Every day, yeah. And you can find it on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher. And you can also go to our website, which is suburbspod.com. And you can email us rock@suburbspod.com. And you can also find us on the social medias. That would be Twitter and the Facebook @suburbspod. That pretty much covers everything except for the phone number that I always forget.
Yeah, it's got to be there somewhere, Jim.
I actually have it. It's 612-440-1984. Call that number, leave a message, we'll put you on the show. We really want more people to do that.
Yeah.
Tug, if you ever find, you know, that you're just like lonely, you miss us.
Can't sleep.
When we're not
recording,
you can just call, all right?
It would be great if Tug called up and just sang Answering Machine.
Oh. That would be very poetic. It'd
be pretty meta, whatever that
How
means.
How do you say you're okay? An answering machine.
I like that. That's great. Okay. All right. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Also on the line is Tug Baker.
Right here.
There you go. Good job. And all three of us will talk to you tomorrow. Rock, shake, roll. Are you okay over there?
No, I'm all right. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just getting over
it's all this talk of hard drinking, hard living.